At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker. The 2014 National Agricultural Education Proficiency winner is Kyler Bellinson of the Elgin FFA chapter in Oklahoma. Kyler, go ahead and tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the FFA and your FFA story.
Whenever I got involved in FFA, most FFA programs actually have an 8th grade program, and I didn't even get involved until my 9th grade year. I came from an agriculture background, and since most kids like that get involved with FFA, whenever I first started, I really wasn't that interested. I just kind of used it as a blow-off class, really, and the more I got involved and the more things I got to do, it just really hit me that that's what I wanted to do. It was just kind of start off as a blow-off class, and then I got more into it.
Go ahead and tell us about your SAE and everything that you've done from where your SAE started to where it's grown to this day.
Whenever I first started, I just had simple tasks by asking my ag teachers how I could help, grading papers and simple stuff like that. And then I got more into the advocacy part of it and being able to travel around the community. And everything I did, I tried to relate it somehow back to agriculture, just let people know how important it is, an agriculture education, how much there is a need for it. And really, my hours into this SAE just doubled every year from the amount that I put into it. And by the time I was done, I was actually teaching middle school classes and stuff for my ag teachers.
What is something that you see as unique that made you shine bright on that national stage today?
One thing that I really found unique is being able to actually experience on the ag teacher side of being able to teach those middle school classes. And also anything that happened in the chapter, my ag teachers would pull me aside and allowed me to experience those scenarios that they experience every day. And that's something really important, especially wanting to actually be in the agriculture education field, being able to experience the scenarios and know that's what's going to happen and still being that dedicated to the area.
So what are your future plans?
I'm actually attending Oklahoma State University at the moment. I'll be a double major in agriculture education and ag business, and I do plan on becoming an ag teacher somewhere, hopefully around my hometown.
How are you feeling right now, having just been named the national winner in your proficiency area?
Well, it's a really great experience. I'm still a little bit shaken up and excited from it, but I'm starting to get a little more calmed down through these, but it's really, really a great experience, and I'm very excited.
You know, agriculture education is so important, like you said. What is one skill or experience that you've gained that you feel that you will take in your future career and just on in life? What's one skill that you've gained through your SAE?
Definitely the public speaking and human communication skills. I can put that anywhere on a job application or anything like that and get hired just about anywhere. Anywhere you go, that those skills always come into play no matter what you're doing. So that is definitely one skill I'll take somewhere, everywhere.
What is a piece of advice that you would give to a young FFA member that you have possibly inspired by winning your national proficiency area? What piece of advice would you give to a young FFA member?
There's a lot of things that can deter your mind from wanting to do something. I've gone through multiple ag teachers throughout this, and that really takes a toll on your mind. And I would say just do it. Don't think about anything else. Just do what originally came to your mind and what your dream is.
Is there anyone that you would like to thank for their support and help along the way through your FFA journey?
Most definitely. Like I said, I've gone through multiple ag teachers, but my most recent ag teacher, Cameron Jones, she really helped me get my mindset back on this and wanting to do, and really helped me through everything and what I need to do. And she's actually the teacher I got to substitute in and teach classes for, and it's done a lot for me, especially in this SAE.
Well, congratulations again, Kyler.
Thank you.
The Agricultural Education Proficiency is sponsored by the James F. Lincoln Arc Welding Foundation and the Tulsa Welding School. At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker.